Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the U Up podcast. It's a special week here on U Up. We were not in studio and serious this week, so this is just going to be a rogue podcast of just all travels, like going to Burlington. That's where I'm headed right now with none other than Andrew Collin. Back on the road with Andrew.
Back on the road again with my best friend. She's the best girl I've ever sat next to. It's platonic, and people want to add more to it, but we're just best friends that love each other, but don't ever like to touch.
That was a great theme song to what we have. No one's pushing it on me. Are you getting that a lot?
Yeah, they're like, why are you not fucking tapping that? You gotta fuck. Like, between me and you, I know you guys are acting like friends, but dude, you gotta fuck her, right? You fucked her before? Shit like that.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I love hearing about how boys talk about me. It is so flattering. Like, you guys gotta share that more. Like, I love bathroom talk. When I did the roast, so much, like, all the guys were telling me that guys were talking about me in the bathroom at the roast, like at the live event. Like a Comedy Central exec was like, oh my God, the guys are just glowing about you in the bathroom. And I'm like, it didn't sound that, like, they weren't saying creepy things, but it was just like, I want to hear what guys are saying. So I always encourage my guy friends, if guys are talking about doing disgusting things to me and talking about me in like I'm a disposable slut, I want to hear.
All right, I promise that if my father ever says it to me again, I'll let you know.
Oh, my God. Your dad doing it might, like, bum me out, kind of. I thought I knew him, you know? That's when it bums you out.
Yeah.
And you want to know who's being creepy, dude. You want to know what people's real intentions are, because it's weird this week. Like, I encountered a guy who I, on paper and in my heart, hate. For what he did to my friend. Okay. I've seen his real side, seen his true colors. I don't like it. And we used to be friends, but never like close friends, but like I consider this person a friend. And like we've hung out one night and had a really deep talk. And it was really like, oh, I trusted this person. He was very off limits before then. Always like, I thought maybe too famous for me. And then we finally became what I thought were friends. Then I learned he's a true monster. And I told my friend, oh, when I see this guy, I'm gonna like be mean to him. Like, I can do it. I really hate him that much that I'm gonna like let him know that he's not a good person. I'm gonna stand up to him.
Can we say specifically what he did, but not say the person?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to give any details. Just know that, like, when you see someone's true colors and you're like, you're able to treat another human being that way, yikes. And by the way, let me just say, I hate him for what he did to my friend, but I also have a lot of empathy for this person because he must be in so much pain to be able to treat someone that way. So I also want to extend that. If you're listening, you psychopath, stay away from me.
When you saw him,
the other night, I saw him.
Okay, and what happened?
So I was talking, I was flirting with a waiter at the Comedy Cellar. And, like, this waiter who I've always thought was so hot, and I put him in my phone as, like, hot seller and then his name, or, like, his name, hot seller, waiter, because I didn't know his last name, and I'm not going to learn it. But he's been there for, like, since I've worked there. Like, I've worked there, like, 10 years, almost 10 years. And, but I, like, never thought anything. He was just hot. And we would flirt sometimes. But the other night I was on stage, and I saw him laugh at one of my jokes in the hallway. And I was, and it was about, like, me being single or something. Like, oh, it was about not letting guys come anymore. Yeah. And he laughed, and I go, do you hear that, Aaron? If you're interested, not going to happen. And then I was like, Aaron, you're... And then I just, like, confessed that I liked him on stage. So then the next day I saw him at the Cellar, and he, like, lingered by my table more to, like, wait on me. Because he's, like, I'm always, like, trying to flirt with him, and he runs away. Which is, like, every guy that I try to flirt with. So, but he also is fetching my baba ganoush. So, he has duties.
I don't know if you can shit where you eat Is that frowned?
Everyone there shits where they eat. I mean, sorry. Male comics are banging waitstaff all across this country, and he was never someone that I actually was like, oh, but I would. You know what I'm saying? If he went for it, he's hot. Like, you know? And I don't often feel like that attracted to someone, but I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway.
He also knows your platter, which is the key to your heart.
Oh my God. He knows. This is my order, folks, if you're interested, because I know I would be if I was a fan of mine and I was a girl. Okay. I go to the Comedy Cellar, go to the Olive Tree Cafe, New York City, get the Middle Eastern combo. However, I do it a little differently. I eat a Greek salad, no olives, no feta, hate olives, and I don't eat feta, even though I love it, because it hurts cows. Then I get a side order of baba ganoush, no oil. I don't want to add any unnecessary oils to the already oily vegetables, which I then get on the side, grilled vegetables, and then I steal Anya's hummus and eat the rest of everyone's food, because people don't clear their plates, and I do it for them. Yeah, accurate?
Yeah, you're pretty accurate.
Except yours, because you mush everything together, and I don't want to get, some of my friends eat select parts, and they leave it totally blank. Yours is like a stew.
You yelled at me the other day because you claimed that I double dipped, and if anyone's double dipping out here, it's you.
Oh, I'm a big double dipper, but, on my own stuff.
Dude, maybe it was a platter for the table. And you called me out for double dipping. I don't even know if I dipped once at that point. And you came after.
Oh, okay. Well, I try not to double dip. So if I'm double dipping, it would definitely be unintentional. But I definitely can be unintentionally disgusting sometimes. Oh, 5-0, getting someone.
I'm not poop hands anymore. Just want to let you know.
What does that mean?
I wash my hands now after every poop and every pee.
Oh,
so if
God.
I double dip, just know you're getting non-poop.
Listen, I know that you are being more cleanly and trying, but it's still probably not enough, because I also try to be cleanly, and I know it's still not enough. You know what I mean? So I'm still going to be a little bit germaphobe around you, because I do know that you touch your asshole with your finger to apply the cream that you carry in your pocket. That's okay, right?
Yeah.
To be a little cautious around someone that is doing that all the day? All the day long?
First of all, it's edible, the cream. It is numbing. So, I don't know. I don't cream. I only cream after a road weekend, because I don't eat that poorly. It's only when I eat poorly do I need the cream.
Oh, so you're eating well during the week?
Yeah, I'm not creaming every day. Just letting you know, double dipping is cool with me. I'm usually non-cream.
Do you double dip on your asshole when you apply the cream? Will you use...
Here's the thing, they give you little finger condoms with the cream.
That's, do you use those? You definitely don't. You don't have the finger condoms in your pocket when you're carrying around.
Can I be honest? It feels better without it.
Oh, God. And yes, you can be honest, and I know you just were. I know you just were. So anyway, I was talking to that hot waiter, and then all of a sudden, the guy that I might... hurt my friend. I see him. I already saw him at the back table. And so I was like, I'm going to sit in this booth, and he's going to know to stay away from me, because he knows what I know.
How does he know that you know?
Because I'm best friends with a girl that he would, you know, we talk.
Okay.
Unlike men, women share everything with their friends.
The more I'm friends with women.
Except when he hits us. We keep that to ourselves until 5 years later, and then we all cry together at a Japanese restaurant. You're not alone, ladies.
Man, yeah, the more I'm friends with women, the more I realize, like, I remember in college, I was like, I wonder if my girlfriend, like, talks about the size of my dick to her friends, and now I know it's the only thing she would talk, like, it's definitely...
We're drawing dicks on tables every single night, because there's chalk on the tables at the Comedy Cellar, and it is a nightly occurrence that we're drawing dicks. Yeah, we're perfs.
Yeah, I don't know. Women, I had no idea, talk so much about guys, and about where they're at, what's going on. That day, that hour, should I text them now? Should I call them? Should I not text them? Should I delete them? Should I block them? Should I mute him? There's so much shit that you all talk about. Just to, like, I almost feel like sometimes it's just to fill the void of silence. Because you all can't sit in silence without talking.
wow, from the front lines of being best friends with many women, here we have it, an outsider's perspective. Girls, do you hear this? We are so over-focused on men, and it really consumes us and holds us back from doing other shit. Like, I can't read a book because I like a... If I like a guy, I can't read a book. Like, right now, I can read a book. No, I'm not interested in anyone, like, super hard. They're not, like, even... No one's actively pursuing me. I can really dig into a book. But generally, like, yeah, it's fucking distracting. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I feel like women distract themselves a lot.
Here's my tip, ladies. Don't fuck them. Stop it. And it's not because I don't want you to have pleasure and to have fun, but it you get chemically attached to them, and then you get obsessed, and then you get crazy, and it's not that you're getting crazy. You're just, you can't help it. So protect yourselves. And that is my advice from someone who hasn't had sex since May. June, May.
June, May, bug.
What was like? Oh, we saw the Joker. Oh, wait, I want to just finish things. So the guy comes over, and I'm like, don't you know to avoid me? And I'm talking to the hot waiter, and then the hot waiter, I can't even, like, button that conversation up because I'm so freaked out that this guy is approaching. And then I just ignore the waiter. He scurries off to fetch the baba. And then this guy hugs me and acts like everything's okay, and we have a conversation. And then I am freaking out and just betraying myself and my friend, and I'm just like... being nice, and I'm asking him questions. I'm like, I don't give a shit if this guy's getting enough sleep. It was like, I just felt like I'd betrayed myself. But at the same time, it's self-preservation. I don't trust him. I don't want an enemy with him, even though if he was listening to this, he knows how I feel. But we'll just keep playing dumb, won't we? Every time we see each other, act like we don't know how we feel about each other. Because you came to my special taping and you sat there in the audience and you just watched me and you didn't laugh and you were at my first taping and you're my friend and it was weird and you fucked up my timing and it was a distraction. And I'm not going to blame you because I should have, like, as soon as I found out you were coming, I should have said you can't come. I should have protected myself because it's weird to have a comic friend in the audience. A friend who I thought might laugh.
Who's tall?
No more giveaways. Okay. So anyway, the Joker. We saw the Joker last night.
Yeah. I missed the first 20 minutes because I was doing a podcast. You know, I'm pretty famous now. Now that I've done, you know, pretty big podcast out there in the world, thanks to you. No, I missed the first 20 minutes. I loved the movie, but apparently the first 5 minutes, you learn that it could all be in his head or some shit.
No, what are you... That's such a giveaway, dude. Oh. God. And it's not all in his head. That's a theory that one of our friends, Dan Soder, had last night at the Cellar. So but that's not something that spoils anything. You got to be careful.
Okay, I'll be.
Can we just talk about it without spoiling it for people?
Yes, I felt it was disturbing. I drank a coffee like an hour before, so I was coming down, so I had a lot of anxiety going in without the movie. So I was constantly, like, clenching myself physically while also watching this extremely anxiety-ridden movie.
That's why I want to see it again. I was going in with less anxiety than usual because I asked people on Instagram to spoil it for me, to tell me when the jump scares were, just when scary parts were coming. So everyone wrote to me. I got a consensus. I locked down the four places where I was going to close my eyes, and I felt so much safer going into the movie. I felt less anxiety. I was excited about it. I really recommend it if you don't like scary movies and your boyfriends or girlfriends drag you to them because they like to be scared. There's a couple websites where you can, like, find the jump scares, and they'll tell you exactly when it's going to happen without spoiling the film. And that's what I did. It was awesome. And so, that's why I want to see it again, because now I really know.
Yeah, I don't even know. There weren't that many parts to me other than the one.
Well, gratuitous violence also I don't want to see.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, the parts that hit me the most is the parts that I could relate to with the stand-up, when they're calling him up to stage, and you know he's not going to do well. Like, you can feel it. You could feel, like, why am I trying to impress this audience? And now I'm, like, looking within myself. Like, why am I trying to make fucking people laugh all the time?
You didn't see enough of his development of, like, he wasn't a comic, dude. He's in the back of the club watching Gary Goldman taking notes. Like, he doesn't know when to laugh at things. That's the thing. He has a weird, he's on the spectrum. Like, he's reading people's cues to, like, when to laugh. Because, and you see people like that. There was a guy like that. It was weird after seeing that. There was a guy like that. What I'm saying is the Joker is not funny. You're funny. So you shouldn't relate to it. I didn't relate to it because I'm like, oh, this guy's not a real comic. He's just, like, a crazy person.
I know, but I think within all of us, we have a little bit of that crazy.
I don't disagree with you on that. His crazy didn't trigger my, like, insecurities, but in different ways. If I
remember,
could talk
I've
about...
had a conversation with Letterman many times in the shower, and he does, like, a whole thing with the late night hosts. He, like, he runs through it all within his head. We do that all... At least I do. I go over my sets. You'll see me in a living room. At least I used to. I don't do it as much anymore. But I'll literally be talking to myself like a crazy person. I'll dance all the time. He danced all the time. He loves dancing for no reason. I laugh at weird, dark shit. I was laughing at him.
Oh, my God. This was the funniest part of the whole movie. The movie is about a guy who literally laughs maniacally, like, when he can't control his laughter. And I guess I missed the first 10 minutes of the film, so, because we were late, too. It was a whole fiasco, but that's why I want to see it again, because a lot set up in the first 10 minutes, but he apparently gives people a card that lets them, informs them that he has this laughing condition so that they don't, like, look at him weird. Anyway, so it's about a guy that laughs at inappropriate times, and then Andrew was laughing so hysterically hard at a moment that no one else in the theater was laughing, and it was so ironic. It was the that should be one of the lyrics in the Alanis Morissette song. It's like when Andrew Cullen laughs at the Joker inappropriately. It's like when he sat there and laughed to when no one else was. And isn't it ironic? Yeah, I think.
It's like rainy on your wedding day when your full eyes, when you're already there, your Joker face on your wedding day. And your Joker's laughing at me.
Okay, that wasn't one of your best, but it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. The other day you had a great one. What was that?
I don't know. You had a good one, you mean?
No. I put it on my Instagram. You had a good one where you were singing a Taylor Swift song, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, the one that we recorded with Anya. It's so fun. So now you're into Taylor Swift. I want to explore this because you watched her Tiny Desk. I had a big day yesterday. Tiny Desk, Taylor Swift. I went to see the Joker, and then late at night, there was a picture of Jennifer Aniston and Dave Matthews hugging each other in a way that was very the way I want to hug both of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's your dream threesome. I mean, could it be any better than that? It's everything you ever wanted as a kid.
That my dream is to be in a relationship with both of them. Like, we live together.
They don't fight over you every once in a while? Like, oh,
no, we all fight over each other. We have normal couple things, but it's, you know, we like, the most of our relationship is non-sexual. We hang out a lot. We smoke a lot of weed. He plays music. She and I just gab about spray tans and, like, boys. I mean, I just want to talk to her about boys. God, I got some, you know what? If I ever meet Jennifer, if I become friends with Jennifer Aniston, I'm going to get so much good scoop. And you know what? I'm not going to tell anyone because I have so much scoop from famous friends, and I don't tell people because I learn the hard way. Because sometimes if you, like, I don't tell secrets anymore. I really don't, and I'm really good about it. Are you good about that? I feel like you're good about it.
I'm pretty good about it, I think. I've only, like, I'll sometimes confide in someone and find myself saying, don't tell anyone. And it's like, wait, someone told me that. You know what I mean? Like, and, like,
right,
trust one person. And but I've had that confidence broken before. That actually has caused me.
Yeah, I don't think you're a bad person if you tell secrets, but I also don't think you should justify it this way. But oftentimes I'm like, it's too much for me to take on. And the point is I shouldn't have taken it on. And so now, instead of, like, those moments where I could get a secret out of someone where they, like, want to tell me, but they are like, I don't take that opportunity to go, please tell me, because then I know that it potentially couldn't be safe with me.
So Taylor Swift, Tiny Desk. I think that, like, it's just the acoustic guitar, it's a piano, she's, like, mislaid back, like, hey, whatever. But if you really watch her, everything is so precise and perfectly done. The outfit change, the roll-up, exactly what she says. I mean, I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying that, like, if you really watch it, it's all so perfectly
orchestrated.
Yeah, everything's orchestrated.
Yeah, I look at her and I think the same thing too. And I found myself kind of skipping her. I wasn't like waiting for her every like word of wisdom. Like, I didn't care about hearing her talk as much as I thought I would want to. Although when I did listen to it, and I was kind of just like getting laundry ready when I was hearing her talk about like not being able to write a breakup song because she was like in love and struggling with that. But I thought it was interesting, and it's helpful to me because I'm always like, oh, if I get happy, am I going to be, you know, like comics have the same shit. Like, if I get happy, am I going to be able to create art? And it's like, well, you keep absorbing the sadness around you from movies and TV shows and books and shit, like, and your friends. You talk about your friend's life, that you find a way. So anyway, I liked that. But yes, you're right. She's perfect.
You don't have to feel sad to write about being sad. You know what I mean? Like, you know what sad feels like.
Yeah, you felt it before.
Yeah. And even when you're sad, you're not like, oh, no, oh, God, oh, oh.
Yeah, you can, yeah. Our friend is going through, like, a hard time, and she's always happy. And she's like, I'm really depressed. And I'm like, I can't even tell.
Yeah, no, I don't think people, some people do get depressed. But, I mean, depressed and sad are two different things, though, obviously. Like, depressed is it's deeper. I think sad is just like a temporary thing.
I don't think I know sad.
I'm rarely sad.
I think I know depression or happy or yeah. Or complacency.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I sometimes get happy. It's hard for me to be happy all day. Like, I'll be happy in the morning and I'll be like skipping down the street, literally. Like, ha-ha!
Yeah, you have highs like the Joker.
Yeah, and then I have, and then around 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah, that the Joker fucking went up and down a lot.
Yeah, I am the Joker. But he, you know, I mean, hopefully, he got on late night, though.
That's a good point. He did get a set. There was, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's sad.
I wonder if he framed his cue card like most male comics do. To celebrate their first, I think it's so funny when male comics frame their cue cards. So when they do Letterman or whatever they do, it's just there's it's like they become their own moms. Like their mom would have done that for them, and so they have to like
it's
keep
like putting
it
like a report card on the fridge.
Yeah, it's just so yes, exactly. It's exactly that. And guess what? I'm tempted to do that shit too.
Why don't you? Why don't you self-congratulate yourself?
Because, you know what, I got that card I got from Howard Stern, which I read on last week's podcast. I looked at the front cover of it, and it's a beautiful painting of a beach. And Howard, it's by Howard Stern. And he doesn't even, you can't even, there's a couple of his online that you can see, and he's really good. But he's very private about that, and so I feel like I'm part of a club of people that got, like, a personal note from him that was so
frame that.
And so I'm going to frame that. I'm not going to frame the, I'll frame the picture, but I'm not going to frame what he wrote.
Why not?
Because that's for me.
Okay. I like that.
I could literally throw that out and like be okay because I like have the memory in my heart.
You want to keep that for when you're
for what? I'm going to die someday. It's going to be gone. My kids, I'm not going to if my kids see it, cool. I mean, I will keep it, but if somehow I lose it, I'm okay with it because I've absorbed its love.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I've lost my, you know, I've won most
passport
JV football. I won
my most improved. I got most improved field hockey 2 years in a row.
You know what that means?
You suck, and now you suck a little bit less.
Yes, it's
best effort is what it is.
The only other trophy that's maybe worse, unsung hero. Oh, God.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's honorable mention. It's worse than honorable mention.
Oh, honorable mention. Fuck me. Presidential award? Did you ever get
it? Oh, and drama in middle school in my plays. I did a bunch of plays, and we had, like, a Miltie's award that I put on. I, like, produced. It's called Miltie's because our drama teacher was named Milton Zoth, and I won for most dedicated performer.
Right.
I also won best singer.
I won... Oh, no, presidential fitness, I went, you know how you have to do sit-ups?
Yes.
And I farted. The guy was holding my feet. You know how they, you have to hold the feet?
Yes.
I'm not bullshitting on the third sit-up. I farted louder than I ever did in my life. I finished 6 sit-ups.
Because you got anxiety after that?
Dude, the guy goes, dude, I'm holding your feet.
How old were you?
I was probably 5th grade.
Oh, that's humiliating.
One time I farted in class, and I sneezed at the same time, and I go, it's called a snarted, and I go, dude, Kareem farted. Just get Kareem Basali. And everyone's like, Kareem's like, I didn't fart. And I was like, dude, I sneezed. I couldn't have farted. Like, and people bought it.
Yeah, like it's sneezing and closing your eyes.
Yeah, all right,
we just got to the airport, so we got to check bags and stuff. And we'll be back with more podcasts at some point in this journey. So, guys, last we heard, by the way, this podcast is going to be really choppy this week. We are now fast forwarding to the next day. Last we left, I was getting out of the car to go to JFK with Andrew in the cab. And I don't know that we're able to like differentiate these clips because Noah, my producer's on vacation this week. And so this is all being outsourced to my assistant producer, Jen, who doesn't have podcasting skills. So just like me, like if I were to do this, this would be what it sounds like too. But Jen's doing it. So I'm sorry if this is all over the place. But now, last we heard, I was getting out of the car, and now I'm in Burlington, Vermont. Different people with me. Andrew Collins still here.
Hey, what's up, everybody out there? What's up, all puddleheads?
Well, you already introduced yourself. Like, literally, they've been listening to you. But, like, we don't have to reintroduce, but okay.
So what's going on? It's I'm reintroducing myself. Sorry. Sorry, Nikki.
Yeah. Once again, I told you not to do that, but.
I just can't stop. Introduce. Hey, we're in Berlin. This is fun. How you having a good time?
It's I'm all right. I'm a little depressed today.
Why are you depressed?
I don't know. I have a minor headache. I have a bunch of things that I need to be doing. This town makes me feel like I'm not doing enough, like outdoorsy things. There's too much shopping. Shopping always depresses me because there's too many things that I want, but that I don't have any place to put them. And I also like hate consumerism. It just depresses me. But then also I love this town.
I always feel like you look for things to depress you.
I can't help what gets in. It's not like I'm looking for it.
I'm not judging it, but I wonder if there's like a way to like not overthink like all those things.
I know, that's what I do. Can you imagine if I didn't meditate and I wasn't on Trilatex? I don't even know. Fucking depression medication. Can you guys just make it easier for people who are depressed to get their meds? It is such a nightmare. Yeah, Trintellix. I think that's what I'm on. I'm on a low dose of Trintellix, and it's apparently helping me, but I don't really think it is. I'm still depressed. Like, I'm just, there's something about this weather. It's just having too many things that I have, like there's a lot of work coming up ahead of me and I'm filled with dread constantly and I can't just stay in the moment. Ari Findling is here. Ari, do you think I look for things just to be depressed about? Andrew seems to simplify it. Like, just don't look for things.
No, I didn't. I mean, I don't think you're actively looking for them, but they definitely seep in. But that's because you're always rooting around in your brain for material, so you can't just shut the box like when you don't want the stuff to come in, you know?
Yeah, it's just like I want to work out today. I don't really want to work out. That's plaguing me. I'm trying to figure out a time to fit that in. I also want to like go do some like journaling and work on myself. I have a TV show that I have to write and prepare for that might be happening, and I need to do work on it.
I think you just pick one. Just pick one and start doing it, and that'll, like, motivation begets motivation.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is about, like, getting work done. If I don't feel accomplished, I don't feel okay. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. But, like, the hardest one is not completing. The hardest thing is not completing all of those things. It's completing the first one. Because if you complete the first one, you'll probably do the second one, and the third one, the fourth one.
But yeah. You need to start. I mean, I just am more. I'm planning out my day. I have a show at 7 o'clock, show at 9:30. I have a phone call at 6:30, and that means I have to be ready for my show at 6:30 instead of 7, and that means I have to shower and blow dry my hair and put on makeup at like, I'm just tracing back times, and then I'm like, I don't, then I have to work out, so that puts me at, like, 4 o'clock, and it's almost 4 o'clock, and I want to take a nap. It's just, but I don't want to take a nap because I feel guilty, because it's such a cool town, you want to be out exploring. Like, you're going to take a nap later. Do you feel guilty about that?
Not at all. I really am just trying to go with the flow, and I know I don't have as many responsibilities as you, but there's just something to, like, just kind of go with it. I don't know. I mean, I feel like instead of questioning, like, how I feel about this, or like, looking how I'm going to get ready. I mean, it's different for guys. We all know that. It takes you an hour to get ready. It takes me and Ari 3 minutes.
Yeah. Takes me longer. But yeah. Takes you longer?
Yeah, I blow dry my hair.
Okay, but that literally takes, like,
it's
5 minutes.
Longer than 3 minutes. Okay, last night I did, but tonight I'm not going to wear a hat. I'm going to wear my hair.
Andrew said Ari wore a ski cap on stage yesterday. That is true.
You didn't like it, though. You told me I looked weird.
I liked it. I thought it was a good look. What's wrong with it?
I thought he looked like the character from Fat Albert. And he just, I don't know. It's just, you're inside. I can't even wear a fucking outdoor jacket apparently inside, but he could wear a ski cap inside. What are the rules?
The rules are you, like, it's easier to make fun of you on everything you do.
But if I could wear, if I can't wear this jacket because it's an outdoor jacket, why?
Who said that? Let's explain it. You're not giving any kind of precedent to our listeners.
Okay, so I bought a jacket a week ago. Okay, I bought a jacket a week ago. It was a puffy jacket, but it's not a big puff. It's a small puff. It's a nice
just like your nipples.
No, those are big puffs. Those are puff ditties. So I buy this jacket from Uniqlo. I love the jacket. It's one of those jackets you could just crumble up in a little ball, and you could put it anywhere. It doesn't fit any room. You don't care about it that it's wrinkled. It's an outdoor jacket, apparently, that you can't wear indoors. And I don't understand why, just because it's a small puff, why can't you wear it indoors? Because it's just as light as your fucking denim jacket, and it's definitely lighter than this.
Because it's not stylish. It's not stylish.
It is. It looks. I'm gonna wear it tonight. I guarantee. I've worn it on stage before, by the way.
Well, I mean, people aren't gonna revolt and leave, but it's just, it's not stylish. It, and I have a coat just like that, and when I wear it indoors, and, like, I will never wear it to, like, a thing. I wear it as, like, a functionality to get someplace, and then I immediately take it off.
Yeah.
Because it's almost. Unless I care about, like, if I'm going to meet my friends for brunch, I'll wear one of those jackets. I don't care. But if I'm, like, going out and, like, trying to be single and get people to like me, I wouldn't wear it. But you're a guy, so no rules apply.
I don't know. Rules definitely apply. And that's like a dad taking his kids to soccer practice jacket. It's not.
But like, Andrew's never been, like, someone who's fashion forward, and I say that as someone who also isn't fashion forward. Like, he's existing without
bullshit,
it.
Bullshit! You're not fashion forward. What are you talking about?
No, I really don't. I have to try so hard, and I care about that stuff. Andrew doesn't care, and he gets by without it.
I agree that he doesn't care. I don't know that he gets.
And
by.
It you do get by. You're still getting DMs from girls who want to have sex with you, even though you wear an outdoor jacket inside and you think it's stylish.
First of all, why is it not an indoor jacket? Because it's puffy? But it's a skinny
because it's
puff.
A ski jacket. It's an outdoor. It's for the elements. It's not for inside. It's not stylish at all. There's nothing stylish about this jacket. It is a utility jacket.
I agree. It's not the puff. It's like you could have a puff and still be a stylish piece, and that is not it. That is not one of them.
Really? What kind of puff jacket would be stylish?
Like a throwback, like, starter jacket that's kind of puffy?
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Andrew, it doesn't matter. You're not trying to be stylish.
Maybe I am. Maybe I want to look good. I had a whole thing about looking clean. I bought 3 new t-shirts. I got 2 pair of pants. I'm wearing pants now instead of jeans. I got new sneakers from England.
So let's go get you a stylish coat.
They're from Italy.
Andrew, give me 3 hours and $1,000. And I will completely reinvent your wardrobe, and you will look really cool.
Guaranteed. I don't have $1,000.
We'll raise it. We'll do a GoFundMe, like a Tan France type situation.
Yes.
Tan France? That's the guy's name?
From Queer Eye?
Yeah. Let me Queer Eye you.
What would you start with? What would you do?
He needs, like, basic. Like, he wears 3 t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reinvent your t-shirt game.
What happened to the yellow t-shirt?
These are all good t-shirts. They're J. Crew. They're thick. They're old school.
That's not my point. My point is that you buy 3 t-shirts and you run them into the ground because you only wear the 3.
And he doesn't wash them.
He definitely doesn't wash them.
You need to wash your clothes. That's the number one thing.
I lent him this hoodie today. He already got a stain on the front.
Let's see the stain. Yeah, that's a cool hoodie. That's fashion forward that Ari lent you. Oh, yeah, I see it. There's like cum on it already.
No, that's mine.
Oh, okay, that's yours.
Yeah, that's mine. You can't get that.
We've tried. Andrew.
I can't do everything. You guys want me to clean my clothes. You want me to not wear an outdoor jacket inside. You want me to not have a lisp. You want me to have longer thumbs.
Put this jacket on. Look how cool you'll look. I guarantee it.
Oh, that's an outdoor jacket. You're wearing literally camo. It is camo, which is meant to hide behind fucking trees. And that's more of an indoor jacket?
Yes, that's an indoor jacket. That's a fashionable jacket.
Y'all team up against Andrew. Because it's easier to team up than be Andrew.
Put it on. Put it on right now.
It's camouflage.
But it looks fashion forward. This is not fashionable. This is a guy that just like went to Uniqlo and bought the something that's going to keep him warm on his walk to something that where he would then take it off or layer it. This is a layering piece, right? You can wear this under cool coats.
You're telling me this motherfucker can wear a ski cap and a camo thick jacket?
Yes, because everything has thought behind it. Yours,
a lot of thought. I wear this with my crisp white T-shirt, and I look cool. I look like a manager.
A manager. Denny's.
Put on his camo.
Take that off.
Okay, we're doing a fashion show that you guys can't be a part of. Ari has this very cool camo coat. What's the brand?
This is
All Saints.
All Sun.
Yeah,
it's not All Saints. Either. All Sun. Maybe you cuff your pant too.
I did.
You do a pin roll.
I did.
They're not cuffed.
I don't. The thing is, that's pretty cool.
You look really cool. Do you want to try the beanie on?
Try the beanie on too. Oh my God, you're wearing all of Ari's clothes. We're in the lobby of, this is not fun to listen to for our listeners, but this is where it's taken us.
You look cool.
I mean, yeah, well, I don't know. The pants are wrinkled. Yeah, the pants are all wrinkled. You can see your dick through the pants. It's just and were you supposed to see someone's penis?
No one.
Stop looking at my dick.
No one.
I can't help it, Andrew. There is like.
You're staring at my dick. I'm wearing pants. If I said I saw your freaking puss. You would freaking, dude, I feel vandalized.
Oh, you can see my puss through my pants a lot of times. It rides up and slices me right up the front. It's like, there's no denying it. But I don't know that I'm supposed to be able to see a penis through pants.
I don't know. I don't have a big bulge. I don't have a small penis, but I don't have a big bulge. So no one's ever commented on my bulge. But
What are wrong with his pants, though? What were you going to say?
They are...
They're J. Crew.
No, but
they're J. Crew, is what Andrew says.
My point is, you are not bad at picking out clothes. The problem is that you run them into the ground. So like 3 days into a pair of pants, you've worn them 80 times.
How many times have you washed those pants?
I'm plead the fifth.
So you have not washed those pants. And when did you buy them? About 2 months ago?
No, 2 weeks ago.
No.
Three weeks ago.
No.
Yes. Yes, 3 weeks ago.
And you have not worn them. You have not washed those once in 3 weeks. And no. How many times have you worn them?
Just like 8 or 9.
That's not true. That is not true.
I wear the black pants. I've gone back and forth, and I have the green ones.
Why aren't you washing your clothes?
Because some of us have a mental disorder called unwashable clothes, Astinobots.
Why did you just make it a Jewish last name?
Stina Watts. Doctor, it was actually discovered by Dr. Stina Watts.
Okay, unwashable clothes is Stina Watts.
I don't want people to think I'm dirty out there, though. I buy new clothes and I wear
And then you wear them until they're dirty, and then you keep wearing them.
That's a good point.
People just need to wash your clothes. Okay. It's not hard.
All right, I do wash them every once in a while. I'm going to wash.
Can we talk about your room right now?
Oh, God. No one's going to want to fuck me.
That's not true.
That's what it baffles me is that women still want to fuck you even despite all of this stuff. And that is like think about how attractive you'll be when you take your game up like two notches. You wear maybe a nice crisp pair of pants. Women are going to like throw their brassieres at you.
It's really true. It's You, because you have no lack of women wanting to have sex with you. How's it been going being single? Don't worry, your ex isn't going to listen this far into this podcast. It's way too far in.
Oh, I mean, I'm getting a lot of DMs. Some girls saying I could come on their face, not good. Apparently, they know that I don't come well. And, yeah, no, I'm fine being single. I don't mind being alone. I don't mind hooking up. I don't care. I'm fine with exactly what's going on. I'm happy with what's going on. The DMs are filled. You know, I don't know if...
have you hooked up yet?
I haven't met any girls where I would clean my room for to have them come over yet. That's...
What are we looking at in your room if I went over there right now?
You got a lot of clothes in the corner. Like, a lot. Like, I'm talking, like, up to my hip. Probably 4 feet of clothes in the corner. I have no closet, so it's all very open. I have...
What?
My bedding.
Ari Finling's bedding? Why?
I gave him my old bedding.
I got new bedding. I have an armoire. Not an armoire.
When was the last time you cleaned your sheets? Be honest.
It's since I bought them.
Like, and which was when?
You didn't clean them when you bought them?
Well, I don't really mind not cleaning them when you buy them. I think that's an old wives' tale. Why? What's on them? They're just come straight from the factory.
Right, but A, you got to soften them a little bit. And B, there's just like these factory machines, like it's machinery.
Who cares? Machinery is clean.
What about underwear?
Do you clean your underwear before you wear
it? No way, dude. No way.
I don't do it either.
Yeah, okay. So it just smells like a factory. It's like no one's... And, no, that's crazy. But I do think it's crazy to not wash your sheets ever. So when you go home.
This was the thing. I was sleeping. I'd go on the road. I'd come back and I'd stay at my girlfriend's. Okay. So.
But you guys have been broken up now for almost 2 weeks. So you slept every night on those sheets for the past 2 weeks at least.
Yes, that is true. And there is a good amount of soy sauce on the sheets. There's probably more soy than a man should have.
Soy sauce? What are you eating in bed?
Sushi. And Thai food, everything. I just eat in bed. It's been a weird 2 weeks. I've been in bed a lot. And I think it's partly because I was sick, partly depressed. But I'm getting back out there. I got Ari's clothes on now. I think this is going to be a good start. And when I get back, I promise everybody out there, I will clean my room. And I will iron my pants.
What do we need to get you a laundry bag? What's preventing you from doing laundry? Honestly, what is it?
It's just built up. It's like anything in life. You let it build up, and then it gets past a point of, like, you don't even think you can... Where do you even start?
Right.
It's like you're with your everything you need to do today.
Yeah, it is. It's like I have a pile of dirty responsibilities in the corner, and I don't want to clean them.
See, that's why you just need a wife who loves you a lot and does all the things that you're bad at. Like laundry and cleaning and...
Oh my god, it would be so nice to have a wife.
You can borrow mine.
Oh my god.
Wait. I'm trying to get people to have...
Ari has... Oh my god, Ari just had a kid. How long ago now?
6 weeks yesterday.
Oh my god, 6 weeks yesterday. Sophie?
Sophie, little Sophie. There's still stuff on our registry if anybody want to pick us some stuff up. Maybe get us a nice jogging stroller, that'd be great.
Oh, I'll get you something. No, will you send me the registry?
These are for the fans.
No, I can get you something. You're my friend. That's exciting. Can we talk about the proposition you had?
Sure. Oh, God. Okay. So, I do a show. I do really well on this show. By the time I get off stage, I check my Instagram, and a girl follows me and likes... like 50% of my photos on like my whole Instagram page, but they're only photos of me and my wife. Nothing with comedy, nothing with like just random photos from Albuquerque, none of that stuff. And she comes up to me after the show and was like, "Hey, you're really funny." I'm like, "Thank you so much."
Wait, so you had already seen the likes and then she comes up?
Yeah, I didn't put two and two together that.
Is she by herself?
She's by herself.
Liked them while you were still in the room? Like, she liked them while she was in the room with you, or was that later in the night?
I got off stage. There were maybe three comics left in the show, and she, right after I'd got on stage during the next comic set, I saw her just liking all of the photos of me and my wife. So
you saw her doing it, or you just saw it on your phone.
My notifications.
Okay.
So
where is this? What's the club?
This was at a bar show in the East Village.
Okay.
And after the show, she comes up to me. She's compliments me, which was very kind. And then she starts asking me questions about my wife. I still haven't put two and two together.
That this is the girl from the likes.
Right. And then she starts asking like deeper questions like, where's your wife? And I do a bunch of stuff about her being pregnant at the time. I'm like, oh, you know, she's 8.5 months pregnant, so she's kind of just waiting for the baby. We're waiting for the baby, but she's not really going out. She's like, oh, well, you know, do you guys like still like to go out and like kind of party? And I was like, well, we're not big partiers, but we go out. And she's like, well, I'd love to like meet up and hang out with you guys. And I was like, okay, not putting two and two together. And she's just like, you know, how long have you guys been together? Like, and she didn't like explicitly say, hey, do you want to have sex? But she kept asking if we party, if we go out, and if we like hang out with other people, which to me feels like code for a threesome.
Yes, it does.
Right. So I go home and she followed me on Instagram.
Can you pull up her picture again? Yeah. Because it's wild how hot this girl is, you guys. She's probably like late 20s.
Yeah. So I go home and my wife at this point, she's 8.5 months pregnant. She feels like garbage. She's been carrying a fucking kid for a while and she doesn't feel sexy. So I'm like, I'm going to tell her this story so that she's like, not that I actually think that we're going to have a threesome because A, I couldn't handle two girls. I can't handle one woman, let alone two, one of which I'm just meeting. So I'm like, I'll just tell her so that she feels good about herself. So I tell her the story and I show her this picture and my wife is literally like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? Does she know that I'm 8 months pregnant? And then she starts basically being like, has she seen you? And I was like, yeah, she fucking saw me in person. And this girl's like insanely hot. Let me see her. Way too hot for literally me.
She looks like a good girl too. Like she doesn't look like a girl that would just like proposition a couple to fuck her.
She looks maybe, would you say she's half Asian? Or full
maybe
Asian.
A little like maybe Latina almost. Hold on, let's see. Oh god, this internet fucking sucks. This is her on the left. Hold on 1 second, it's loading. That girl, I mean, yeah. She's so cute. She looks like, I mean, that girl is so gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And she showed up at another one of my shows at Stand Up New York like 2 weeks ago. And I listen, not that I don't think that I could have a fan, but it didn't feel like somebody who was just like, I like your comedy.
And she doesn't seem to have any boyfriend pictures or anything like that.
No, she seems normal. Like, I have never been, I've, in my whole life, I've never had two women like me at the same time, ever. I've had, like, one woman like me, and then I just date her until I lose my virginity. That's the only thing I've ever done. So this is a new space for me.
Okay, so yeah, late 20s, tan, great hair that's kind of like, you know, really long. She looks like Eva Mendes, kind of.
Good teeth.
Great teeth, great smile, great body. I mean, it's insane. I want to reach out to her and ask her questions about this.
Yeah, so I asked my wife and I was like, kind of joking, but just to see what it would be like if, I was like, would you ever entertain it? And she was like, absolutely not. We're just both too, like, in our heads. We couldn't handle it.
Wow.
Why don't you hook her up with me? I'll clean my room for her. Also, what happened at Stand Up New York? Did she come up to you after the show?
She came up and I, like, pretended I, like, not in a bad way, not in, like, I didn't want to be mean, but I also didn't want to be like, hey, I've been talking about you to every single person. But I was pretending like I didn't remember who she was because I felt bad, like I was like stalking her. And she asked me how the baby was. And she's been liking like everything that I've been posting about the baby and my wife.
Oh my God. We have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we have to. Let's write her right now.
If you're listening out there, if somehow you're listening to this, will you DM me and tell me? And if you are someone who has ever hooked up with, like, is into married men with pregnant wives, yeah. I mean, that is such, in this, and you look normal. No offense, but I would just think that someone that's into that looks a different way. It's so hot. I mean, aren't you, you couldn't do it. What if your wife was totally down, Ari?
No, I think I could do it. As long as she was into it, I think I would be fine because I would kind of fall back to her confidence in the situation.
Right.
But it would be very, very intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never even, like, I've barely had sex with multiple women in the same year, let alone multiple women in the same setting.
Yeah. How many, what's your number?
Six if I'm lying, five if I'm telling the truth.
What's six? Why is the six the lie?
Because I don't, I generally don't remember whether I had sex with a girl. So I count her, but I don't think we had sex.
Okay.
I was very drunk. She was very drunk. We maybe did like hand and mouth stuff. Like a foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth disease?
Foot and mouth disease.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. So I think five.
Okay. And Andrew, what's any good stories from your DMs recently?
I got nothing yet. I haven't hooked up yet. Since.
One girl wanted to hang out as friends.
Yeah, I thought she was into me. She was gorgeous. And I was like, oh, man, being single is going to be great. And then she goes, hey, your new friend. Like, she texted me. And then I was like, oh, she's just using friend as, like, you know, whatever.
Colloquialism. Yeah. Just don't read anything into that.
And then I was like, I asked her to go boxing because I saw she boxes on Instagram and I box. And I thought it could be a fun way to, like, go on a date without any pressure. And then I was like, you know, why don't we get a drink or something instead of go boxing? And she goes, I'd love to get a drink with you as a friend.
Did you write back to that?
I did not write back to it. But then she wrote me a message, another DM. That was through text. And she wrote me a DM on Instagram when I didn't write back. So maybe playing it cool might work.
Yeah, just I wouldn't go in for the friend thing, though. That shouldn't be okay unless you want a friend. You don't need another girlfriend.
I mean, I made that big thing about being in the friend zone, and it's great to have women that are friends, but I have a lot of women friends that are close. I don't know if I need more. So, yeah. And
if someone was like, I want to go for a drink as a friend, I would
still hold out hope.
Yeah. Because I would, but I would rather be friends with someone and see if it develops into something than
go in thinking that you might
you're gonna fuck
a random stranger.
Agreed. I only want to meet up with guys as friends first, and then I will decide later if I like them more. But I don't want to go out. Like, that's my new thing too. Is like, let's be friends.
Yeah.
So she could be doing that.
True, and I don't mind that. I mean, I guess you meet up. You're not expected to pay for both people.
No, if you go as friends.
Go as friends, and then I had the other girl that I thought I was gonna hook up with, who was a comic, and we were flirting a lot, and she said, my door is always open. And so I think
she was just telling you you should come over and fix it, because that seems like a faulty door.
Well, if she knew how
handy
I was, she'd rather fuck me than have her fix her door, and the door would just somehow
be more open.
Yeah, it'd become a window somehow. And so I thought I was really in there, and I literally was outside her apartment. We were going to watch Succession together. I was like, this is going to be great, a nice fun fuck with no strings attached. And then she wrote me. She goes, look, I can't have you over. I've been hooking up with this guy. I don't know exactly where it's going, and until I know that, I can't hang out with you. And sorry, but my honesty is like my worst quality. And I was like, actually, it's pretty good quality. And I was cool with it. I didn't feel like, oh, you fucking denied me. Like, there was none of that feeling.
Yeah.
And I played it cool. And I think actually we've texted since then. And she realizes like, oh, I'm not going to be annoying to deal with.
Yeah.
I think some guys would be like, oh, you leaded me on. You led me on.
Yeah, that's a bad move, because there's always like, the reason that a girl ever changes her mind about hooking up with you is either she's like scared because it's kind of weird to hook up with a guy, and it's like you get nervous and you change your mind, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't be into it down the road, or you're into someone else at the time. And remember that that can always fall through. And then, so don't shoot yourself in the foot by being an asshole when you get rejected by women, because they could always come back around. And I think that's a good thing to remember. I have a guy that wants to FaceTime with me, and I just don't want to FaceTime with someone yet.
Do you like, forgetting about this guy, do you like to FaceTime in general?
Yes, when I'm getting to know a guy and I like him, yes.
Okay. So
I think it's just too soon. I just want to text some more, or I don't know. I'm just.
Would you fuck him right now?
No, because okay. I don't fuck outside of a relationship.
Right. So then that, I was going to say, if you were going to fuck him, then who cares about FaceTiming? But if you're not ready to fuck him, then FaceTiming is almost more invasive.
It's so intimate. It's so intimate.
Do you feel like he's an attractive man?
Do you feel like when you FaceTime, you want to look your best, and that's why you don't want to, like, FaceTime?
No, I don't feel that. I don't feel insecure at all with this guy in terms of, like, my face. I told him that initially, being like, because it was true the first time he has to FaceTime me, I was, like, in bed with zit cream on and, like, really gross looking. So I was like, this isn't the best time to see me. And I was still, like, feeling enchanted by him, and I was like, I want to look good. And now I feel like, no, I look good. He's into what I have. It's like, I learned that if a guy ever is attracted to you, he can kind of be attracted. Like, he's not going to change his mind that drastically from seeing one bad picture of you. It's not going to completely turn him off if he's already, like, within himself agreed that he's sexually attracted to you.
You could do, like, a girl could cover themselves in shit. If I find them attractive and they, like, cover themselves in human feces, it wouldn't turn me off.
It wouldn't turn you off.
No.
Have you ever been into a girl and then seen a bad picture of her on Instagram and then been turned off, Andrew?
No, but I've been into a girl and she had, I told you that, she had half a tongue and that kind of turned me off.
I mean, that'll do it.
Yeah, and I didn't know because you don't show that tongue in pictures. So
God, you got to warn someone about your half tongue.
I kissed her. We French. Yeah, she was missing the back half. The other half was just floating.
The front was just floating.
Was it like half and half vertically or horizontal?
No. That's what I thought.
Horizontal. So it was just cut. And it wasn't only cut. It was like it was cut with scissors. Like it was like.
Didn't you go, whoa, what's wrong with your tongue?
No, I couldn't. But she knew because I ran out of the door. No.
You did?
No, but I just, it wasn't like. And she was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I feel bad because, you know what? Half tongue might be cool. Like,
are you sure she had a half tongue? Did she talk weird? Because if you had a half tongue, you would talk really weird. And you, do you have half tongue?
I have maybe more.
Maybe you have too much tongue and you guys would have been perfect.
That's true. Our baby would have been perfectly balanced because I have 2.5 tongue.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know why I have a lisp. I don't know. You tell me. Is my tongue long?
It's probably your teeth and your tongue and your just too much saliva.
Yeah, I have so much moisture in my mouth. So much water. I don't know.
Not a yeast infection by now.
I think it's self-sustaining. I don't know. I don't know what it does. It's like an ocean, you know? There's so deep in there, the coral. If it gets bad, then eventually it evolves and fixes it.
Under the moon, just that same sweet emotion that I get from you.
I don't know where this has gone, but I did learn that, girls, listen to me. It's true. If a guy is into you, you can look like shit around him and he won't be turned off to the point of, like, he'll never find you attractive again. And I have to remember that, and you should too.
But on that token, I think every once in a while you should spice it up. And, like, I think that should be coming
from
you
someone. Shouldn't look hot one day to attract a man and then never look hot again. I'm just saying if you have a bad day, it's not going to ruin everything.
I know. I agree with that. But I just think in relationships, sometimes people, like, I do it too. Like, you just let yourself go a little bit. So, you know, keep it tight still.
Keep it tight. Keep it tight. That's what we did not do with skinny. This podcast.
I just mean keep it tight and, you know. Throw on some lingerie every once in a while, you know? Fucking put on some, eye makeup.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Andrew. That was really weird. I don't understand.
Eye makeup.
I've never heard him say he needs more eye makeup on a girl. Really?
No, you know what? I was just using an example. I'm just saying, like, spice it up every once in a while. That's
all right. Good advice. Thank you for listening this week. Ari Findling was here. Andrew Collin was here. We're in Burlington, Vermont all weekend. Next weekend, this podcast won't seem as so disjointed. We will have clips from the show because we return to You Up with Nikki Glaser Monday morning on SiriusXM Channel 95. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you had fun. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Squirt, squirt.
Yuck pot. This has been a Comedy Central podcast.